USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Michigan election officials certified Joe Biden's victory in the state. Republicans had asked for an audit of ballots in Detroit and surrounding Wayne County, where there were numerous irregularities. The man leading the effort to find a coronavirus vaccine says he's hopeful the coronavirus vaccination process will begin quickly once it's approved.
Our plan is to be able to ship vaccines to the immunization sites within 24 hours from the approval. So I would expect maybe on day two after approval, on the 11th or on the 12th of December.
Dr. Monslef Slawi speaking there on CNN. Stocks rallying on vaccine news, the Dow gaining 327 points to close at 29,591. The S&P and NASDAQ also with small gains. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The United States is continuing to help those affected by hurricanes across the world.
The United States is sending $17 million in humanitarian aid to areas of Central America and Colombia that were devastated by two major hurricanes. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted that aid and military rescue craft were being mobilized to help areas struck by Hurricane Iota. At least 40 people have been killed by the storm that made landfall in northeastern Nicaragua late last week as a Category 4 hurricane. The International Red Cross says several hundred thousand people are still in shelters or camps across Honduras, Nicaragua, and Guatemala. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Dole Fresh Vegetables is recalling its romaine lettuce ahead of Thanksgiving. The company issuing a voluntary recall saying the lettuce might be contaminated with E. coli. The Food and Drug Administration saying a very limited number of cases of organic romaine hearts are affected. The potentially impacted packages say they were harvested on October 23rd and October 26th.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on the coronavirus pandemic, as cases continue to rise across the country, 40 states or more are imposing new restrictions to try to slow the spread of the virus. Minnesota, one of the states seeing an uptick in coronavirus cases, Dr. Cindy Firkinsmith, president and co-CEO of Caris Health, telling CBS News,
"We're really struggling with having enough people to take care of them. Stressed, we're overworked, physicians and nurses."
As far as the toll this is taking on the healthcare workers in her hospitals.
"Well, they're exhausted, as you can imagine. They've been doing this for the last 9 months. Healthcare workers haven't gotten a break for 9 months, and so it's been a constant battle."
Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly says software issues in Boeing's 737 MAX plane that crashed twice and was grounded for the longest period in aviation history have been easily addressed. As far as if people will have issues flying on the Boeing 737 MAX,
I don't think so. The MAX is a great airplane, and the software issue has, I would, in layman's terms, easily been addressed.
That audio courtesy of Axios on HBO. Check your local listings as that entire interview is set to air with Kelly on HBO Monday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.